Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on 1430 ESPN Radio, stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Thursday Night Baseball, 90s night, here at Chuck Chansey Park as two California League North Division foes battle one another, the single-A affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and your Colorado Rockies. Last night, the Modesto Nuts got the best of the Fresno Grizzlies, 3-2 Wednesday evening from Chuck Chansey Park. The Grizzlies fell to 52-34 overall. They are 16-4 in the second half. The Grizzlies, the best record in the California League overall. They also have the best record in minor league baseball in the second half. While Modesto, with their win, improved to 42-44, they are 8-12 in the second half. Modesto, 8 games back of the Grizzlies in the second half as both teams looking to get to the postseason to face the San Jose Giants. The Grizzlies last night, despite their loss, are still 19-5 in their last 24 games, 29-8 in their last 37 contests. They have won 6 of their last 7 against Modesto, including winning on Tuesday night by a score of 7-2. The Grizzlies, though, in their 6 of their last 8 losses, the team scored exactly 2 runs, and their last 2 losses were both 3-2 affairs. The Grizzlies 11-3 in July. They are now 16-1 at home when allowing 3 runs or fewer, 25-4 overall in that stat. Last night, Deon Jorge and Andy Perez both extended their hit streaks, and we'll talk about them during the broadcast as the Grizzlies look to get back on the right track this evening. They give the ball to right-hander Connor Stain, who returns from the injured list. The UCF product, the Rockies' number 25 overall prospect, he gets the start this evening. Stain, a 5-4 record, a 5.52 ERA. He will get the ball while the Nuts give the ball to right-hander Darren Bowen, a 1-1 record, a 5.27 ERA. Bowen from Newton, Massachusetts, a 13th round draft pick by the Mariners in 2022. So battle of two youngsters this evening should be a great night of fun. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies right-handed pitcher Anderson Pilar. And the Grizzlies starter was here in 2021, so we talked about him pitching with the Grizzlies in that season, including his spot start after a smoke delay in Visalia. We also talked a little bit about his upbringing and how his routine had to change as a pitcher. And now we talked about how he wants to stay healthy, and he hopes to join the Colorado Rockies with former Grizzlies teammate Ezekiel Tovar. Our pregame guest is right-handed pitcher Anderson Pilar, and we come back right after this break. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Interview with Grizzlies right-hander Anderson Pilar in 3, 2, 1. Bringing Grizzlies pitcher Anderson Pilar, thanks for taking time for this interview.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So, first question, you're from the Dominican Republic, so tell me about a little bit about your upbringing and where's your love for baseball start?
Yeah, well, in Dominica, I started playing at my farm. It's like a Puerto Plata. I'm from Puerto Plata. It's like the north of the country. And then I got signed in 15 with the Rockies. I got 8 years with the Rockies already. So this process was really fun. I played for 3 years in Dominican, so it was really good. It was really fun. I learned a lot.
So where did your love for baseball start? And then on top of it too, did you look up to any players as well that you idolized maybe?
Well, yeah, right now my favorite, pitcher is Gerrit Cole. you know, he's doing pretty good. And like, when I'm looking like a player that I want to look like, yeah, I just look at him, you know. So yeah, here we go for now.
So then, when you were signed by the Rockies, how cool of an experience was that for you?
Well, it was like really cool, you know, something new, something that I haven't experienced ever. So it was kind of difficult because I had to update, you know, like to adapt to like a routine, like a new routine, a schedule, you know, stuff like that. And before, I didn't have to like do like the schedule and stuff. It just like do whatever I want, you know. So it was kind of like struggling a little bit at the beginning, but then I can like fix on it, and it was really good. It was really good.
Can you describe that routine a little bit? Is it when you have to throw or how you have to work out or maintain your body?
Yeah, well, we have to wake up every day like at 5 in the morning in Dominican, and before, you know, I wake up just when I want. And it was like at 4 in the morning, we have to run. Then like at 8 in the morning, we have to like, you know, have breakfast and stuff and throwing programs. And after the day, we're going to be done by the day like at 12. So after that, I had to do gym and stuff like that, you know, and then class. So everything was by schedule. So
by class, does that mean learning English and other things like that? Well, your English is really, really good too. Yeah. Now, you've been in the United States for a couple of years now too. When you first came over, you actually pitched very, very well, and you had a stint in 2021 with the Grizzlies. Yeah. How much fun was that for you?
Well, that was great to come back, you know, like I missed a little bit of stadium and the fans, and it was really cool, honestly. It was really cool.
So in 2021, you went 6-0, and you played with guys like Ezekiel Tovar, who's now in the big leagues. How cool is it for you saying that I play with a guy now who is the shortstop of the Colorado Rockies?
Well, I feel so proud of him, you know, and be part of that, like, process. That made me so proud, and, yeah, it's really cool that he's there. I'm going to be there soon, too.
Yeah, absolutely, and you really have shown yourself, too. You have a sub-3 ERA in your career, and in that 1 year with Fresno, 6 wins, no losses, and your ERA was under 2. You made a spot start in Visalia because of a smoke delay. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was kind of crazy because I wasn't supposed to start that game. So one of my friends was warming, and for some reason he came and started the game, and the pitching coach probably just come up to me and said, like, hey, I need you to start this game. I was like, okay, let's do it. And that was the best like start on this year, you know, that year. That was really good.
Yeah, you went 5 innings, you struck out 8, which is actually a career high in strikeouts for you too. Yeah. And then last year you were in Spokane. How did you enjoy your time with the Indians?
Well, it was really good. Like I felt like a new experience, you know, another level. And that was really cool. I enjoyed everything right there. It was so cool, honestly.
So now you're back this year, too. It's great having you back as well. But now you're working more of as a starter so far, and your last outing went really well. How would you describe your last outing here?
Well, that was really good. You know, I started, like, doing this starter, like, since when I was in ESA, you know. So it's been really good. It's been really good, and I feel good. I feel comfortable. And that's literally it. Like, I feel healthy. I think that's the most important thing. Like, that we can keep, like, you know, adapting to everything.
Yeah. So, so then now, what can fans expect from you the rest of this season? And then what can they expect from you down the line when you hopefully join the Colorado Rockies?
Yeah. Well, this year, I just, like, I'm doing everything for stay healthy. You know, it's a couple of stuff that's, like, out of my control, you know. So I just, like, just competing between the lines, and literally that's the only thing that I got in mind. Just be positive.
Well, Anderson, thank you so much for joining us on the interview. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for Game 3 of 6 Thursday Night Baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. A big thank you to right-hander Anderson Pilar for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to a former and now current Fresno Grizzly back in 2021 and now in 2023. And we hope Pilar can stay healthy for the rest of this season. A very good right-hander. We're moments away from our keys to the game, a simulcast here at Chukchansey Park as we get set for Thursday night baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and your Colorado Rockies, a battle of California League North Division foes. The Grizzlies come in with a record of 52-34. They are 16-4 in the second half. Right now, both records, the tops in the California League, that 16-4 record, the best in minor league baseball by one game over the Hickory Crawdads, who are the high A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. While Modesto, they are 42-44. They are 10 games back of the Grizzlies for the best record. And they are 8-12 in the second half. They are tied for second place, 8 games behind the Modesto, or behind the Fresno Grizzlies, as we are set now for our keys to the game momentarily. Good evening, Growlifornia. Here are tonight's keys to the game. Key number one, score first. The Grizzlies are 33-5 when scoring first with a 16-1 record at home. Key number two, crush a home run. The Grizzlies are 34-12 when crushing a home run this season. Key number three, score late and often. The Grizzlies scored 2 runs in the 7th inning last night. This season, the Grizzlies have scored 38% of their runs in innings 7-9. Let's have a great night and go Grizzlies! Back to you, Brandon.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Hello and welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chukchansey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on 1430 ESPN, Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 3 of 6, Thursday Night Baseball, between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. As you just heard our keys to the game, the Grizzlies need to score first, hit a home run, and they need to score late and often as the Grizzlies looking to get back on the right track after falling 3-2 last night. The Grizzlies, though, they have a great team. And with that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Modesto Nuts at 42-44. The single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners are 8-12 in the second half. Under first-year manager Zach Vincy, here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing right field, number 15, Bill Knight. Batting second, the shortstop, number 14, Michael Arroyo. Batting third in left field, number 8, Colin Davis. Batting fourth at DH, number 12, Gabe Moncada. Batting fifth, the third baseman, number 19, Josh Hood. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 48, Freudy Batista. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 5, Milcar Perez. Batting 8th, the second baseman, number 35, Justin Levy. And batting 9th, the center fielder, number 3, Miguel Perez. And on the bump for the Modesto Nuts is the right-hander number 30, Darren Bowen. A 1-1 record, a 5.27 ERA. So once again, under manager Zach Vinci for the Nuts, it'll be Knight, Arroyo Davis, Moncada, Hood, Batista, Milcar Perez, Levy, Miguel Perez, and Bowen on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. Your Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. A 52-34 overall record, 16-4 in the second half. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing second base, number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting second, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting third at shortstop, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting fourth at DH, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting fifth in right field, number 25, Daniel Amaral. Batting sixth in center field, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh in left field, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 15, Parker Kelly. And batting ninth, the birthday boy is celebrating his 21st birthday, the third baseman, number 27, Gene Perez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander, number 16, Connor Stain. A 5-4 record, a 5.52 ERA for Stain. So once again, under manager Steve Solis, his Toyota lineup, Jorge Huff, Andy Perez, Messenger, Amaral, Bugarin, Snyder, Kelly, and birthday boy Gene Perez with Stain on the bump. Our home plate umpire this evening is David Sabal. Over on the bases is Nate Hall. The Grizzlies, they are in their red unis with Grizzlies written across the front in black and white. They have their black cap with the red bill, the California Bear flag on top of that black cap. While the Modesto Nuts back in their black unis, they're also in the black caps as well. Modesto's written on the front of that black uniform. They have gold numbers in the back, red numbers in the front. As these two teams get set for first pitch, a very warm night, 102 degrees currently. Clear skies, though, 9 mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As we get set for first pitch, we'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. Of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Visit GoAAD.com to learn more.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what a proudly we hailed at twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the heavenly hearts were
a great national anthem to get us set for Thursday night baseball game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park as we get set for baseball. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN Radio. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for a California League North Division battle between the single-A affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and your Colorado Rockies. Connor Stain gets the ball for Fresno, the right-hander, making his 14th start of the 2023 season, just back off the injured list. He will get the nod, a 5-4 record, a 5.52 ERA for Stain, as the right-hander will take on a very good Modesto lineup that Bill Knight will lead off of, and then Michael Arroyo, Colin Davis, Gabe Moncada, Josh Hood, Freddy Bautista in the middle of the lineup, Milcar Perez, Justin Levy, and Miguel Perez at the bottom half of the Nuts lineup as Connor Stain gets ready. Cody Huff is his catcher at first to third. Parker Kelly at first. Dion Jorge at second. Andy Perez at short. Gene Perez at third. Gene Perez celebrating his 21st birthday this afternoon. Jake Snyder in left field. Jesus Bugarin, he is in center field. Daniel Amaral is in right field as we get set for first pitch. Glad you could join us for Thursday night baseball, game 3 of 6 between Modesto and Fresno. These teams have split the first two games of this 6-game series. Bill Knight will lead things off. Connor Stain will work from the full windup. Here comes the first pitch from the right-hander in Stain. And it is outside for a ball, and we are underway here at Chuck Chancey Park. One ball, no strike, 102 degrees at first pitch, clear skies, 9-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. The 1-0 is inside, but called a strike, and the count at 1-1. Our home plate umpire is David Sabal. Over on the bases is Nate Hall. Yes, here comes the 1-1 from Stain. He winds and deals. And that is outside. The count at 2 balls and 1 strike. The Grizzlies, they're in their red uniforms. If Grizzlies run across the front, black numbers in the back with the white outline. Here comes the 2-1 to Bill Knight. And that's a called strike. Good pitch from Connor Stain. They have the black caps with the red bill, the California Bear flag on top of that red cap. Or that black cap with the red bill. Here comes the 2-2 now to Bill Knight. And that is fouled off by the right fielder. And the count remains at 2-2. Bill Knight batting .325 with a pair of homers. As he'll get a new bat right now. Looks like he's broken on that foul ball. The Modesto Nuts, they're in their black uniforms with the black cap. Modesto written on the front. in gold lettering. They also have the gold numbers in the back. They have red numbers in the front as well. There's a count now 2-2 as Connor Stain looking for a strikeout to start his evening. Here comes the 2-2 offering from Connor Stain. Winds and deals. Here it is. And it is just low. And the count now at 3-2. Stain, 4 pitches. Fastball, curveball, slider, and change. As here comes this 3-2 offering now to Bill Knight. Stain winds and deals, and that is a high pop-up drifting into foul territory. Parker Kelly near the netting will reach up, and he will make the catch into the fencing. What a play! First out of the inning, and just like that, a nice start as Bill Knight is retired. He goes P3 as Kelly into the netting makes the play. So one out, and here comes the shortstop in Michael Arroyo. Arroyo batting 269. Here comes the first pitch from Stain. And that is outside. The count of 1-0. Look like the slider there from Connor Stain. Arroyo 1 homer since joining Modesto. 9 RBI and 876 OPS. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a high pop-up. Again, in foul territory, this time on the third base side. And the third baseman, Gene Perez, battling a little bit of sun, makes the catch as his body falls into fair territory. And just like that, two outs. So I believe they said that ball was caught in foul territory. So two outs, both in foul territory, as here comes the left fielder in Colin Davis. Colin Davis, a powerful hitter, batting 249, 9 homers, 32 RBI, a 762 OPS. Davis, one of the strongest players on this Nuts roster. Here comes the first pitch from Stain. It's a called strike in the upper part of the zone, the count at 0-1. Davis, a grand slam against Connor Stain the last time these two met up. That was at John Thurman Field. Here comes the 0-1 from Stain. He winds and deals. And a breaking ball high. The count at 1-1. That was in the first inning. Connor Stain did not get out of the inning, going only 2/3 of an inning. Making his third start against Modesto this season. A 1-0 record and 9.54 ERA. As a check swing on the 1-1, he did not go, according to the field umpire, Nate Hall. The count now at 2-1. Stain had a really bad start on May 20th and then a great start on June 24th against Modesto. As here comes the 2-1 offering, and that is a fly ball. It will go foul as Amaral goes towards the Grizzlies bullpen. The count now at 2-2. And Amaral went from the sun into the shade. Right now the shade on the majority of the infield. There's a sliver of sun just beyond the second base bag, but the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin, once again battling the sun. Here comes the 2-2 now from Stain. And that's another pop-up, and again in foul territory, Cody Huff going towards, and it will go foul as it ricochets to a couple fans. The count now at 2-2 still. The right fielder, Amaral, also in the sun as well. And last night, we saw Josh Hood with a 2-RBI single to center where Jesus Bugarin never saw the ball. So any ball that's been popped up so far, each outfielder who have shades look confused as to where the ball is. As here comes another 2-2, and that is just outside, just missing, maybe a little bit low as well, and the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Good pitch there from Stain. As he gets ready once again, 95 on the gun from the right-hander. Here comes the 3-2. And that is outside, a 2-out walk to Davis, as Stain missing there. First walk issued by Connor Stain, and here comes the DH in Gabe Moncada. Gabe Moncada, another dangerous hitter in this Nuts lineup, batting 257, 8 homers, 38 RBI, a 779 OPS. As he gets ready right here, he is the DH this evening. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on a miss by Moncada. The count at 0-1. Moncada, a very lengthy bat that he is wielding at the plate. The bat in red and tan. As he takes a big hack on that first pitch. Here comes the 0-1. And that is swung on a miss down in the zone. And the count now at 0-2. As staying way up here on Moncada. Moncada struck out three times last night. As he tries to continue here in the top of the first inning for Modesto. No score here at Chukchansey Park. Here comes the 0-2 from Connor Stain. And that is lifted high in the air. This is in foul territory once again. The third baseman, Gene Perez, makes the play. And all three outs recorded in foul territory. We had the bomb the first. No score. Listen to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bomb the first inning. No score between Modesto and Fresno as Dion Jorge will lead things off, riding a 9-game hit streak as he takes on the right-hander Darren Bowen. A 1-1 record, a 5.27 ERA. Darren Bowen, a very strong right-hander, drafted in 2022 by the Seattle Mariners. As Dion Jorge steps up, here comes the pitch from Bowen from the full windup. Here it is. And that's outside for a ball. The count at 1-0 to Dion Jorge, who's batting .362 in his 12th game now with the Grizzlies. No homer, 6 RBI, and .847 OPS. Here comes the 1-0 to Jorge. And that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1. Bowen is making his 10th appearance, 6th start of the season. Will only throw a couple of innings as this year, 13 2/3 innings of work. Here comes the 1-1 now from Bowen. And that is called a strike on the inside part of the plate. A little bit low as well. The count now at 1-2. Good fastball there from Bowen as he reaches 92 miles per hour. Here comes the 1-2 now from Bowen. And that is outside. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chukchansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. As here comes the offering to Jorge from Bowen. He'll wind and deal. Here comes the pitch. And Jorge fouls it off. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Bad All Over the World Tour 50 Years of Rock will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChukchanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. Here comes the next pitch to Jorge, and it's outside. And the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. And we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. We're a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first as we are on July 20th. Here comes the 3-2 now to Jorge. Bowen will wind and deal, and Jorge fouls off another pitch as the at-bat continues here. We're on July 20th, 2023. We've reached game 87 of the 2023 California League schedule. As here comes another payoff pitch to Dion Jorge. And that is inside, ball four, and a little bit low as well. And Jorge draws a leadoff walk. That ball by Bowen barely missing down in the zone, as here comes the catcher, Cody Huff. So Jorge with great speed down to first, no outs. And here's the catcher, Cody Huff, who's batting 254. Cody Huff has had a great season so far. Three homers, 23 RBI, a 693 OPS. Here's the pitch, and that is a line drive to right field, and it will be caught by the right fielder Knight on the run. As he went from the sun to the shade, makes the play for the first out. As here comes the shortstop in Andy Perez. Runner at first with one out. And now Andy Perez, the other Cuban, like Jorge in the lineup. Andy Perez is rocking an 8-game hit streak. And has hit safely in 18 of his last 20 games. As a check on Jorge, and the ball gets away. And I think Jorge got hit initially. As I believe that ball hit Jorge, and he is in a little bit of pain right on the arm. And now here comes the trainer in Justin Wilson to check on Jorge. The ball got away from the first baseman in Milcar Perez. Now they're going to check on Dion Jorge, making sure that he is okay. Would not be an ideal start for Fresno if Jorge leaves this game, but he is ready to go. As Steve Solis, the first base coach and the Grizzlies manager, says, hey, you're going to go to second because that ball went into the dugout. So it'll be an error on the pitcher, Bowen. So it'll be E1. So runner at second with one out. So that ball did get into the dugout. We were a little bit surprised why Jorge didn't go. Well, he was hurt, but the ball did go into the dugout. As the pitch to Perez is outside, the count at 1-0. The Modesto defense didn't go after the ball either, which is why we assumed the ball was in the dugout, but of course they were checking on Jorge. So now runner at second with one out. Here comes the 1-1 to Perez, and that's a line drive, base hit up the middle. Perez continues his hit streak, rounding third, heading home. Here's the throw. It is not in time. Jorge is safe as he slides into the catcher, Batista, and up to second on the throw is Andy Perez. 1-0 Fresno. Perez, the single to center. It's an RBI as well for him. The first hit of the game, and run as well. Right now it is unearned as Jorge scores. Up to second goes Perez on the throw as the ball got away from the catcher. They could count it as an error as well. So now here's Skylar Messenger with one out and a runner at second. Here's the pitch. And that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Good slider from Bowen on the outside part of the plate. So Perez, the RBI single, extends his hit streak to 9 games. He has hit safely in 19 of his last 21 games. Here comes the 0-1 now to Messenger. And it is outside. The count now at 1-1. To Skylar Messenger, who's batting 274, 9 homers, 49 RBI, and 861 OPS. 1-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the first. There goes the runner, Perez, to third, and he is safe. The tag was applied to the face of Perez, and his helmet actually covers his face on the play. So Perez, the stolen base at third. So now runner at third with one out. As the infield comes in for Modesto, here comes the 2-1 now to Skylar Messenger. And that is low for a ball. The count at 3-1. Perez very jumpy over there at third, ready to go home on a Messenger ball possibly. They are counted as a throwing error, by the way, on the throw. Here comes the 3-1, and Messenger, a little blooper out to left field. This is going to be a tough ball, and it will be caught. No, it drops into left center field. Messenger at second. He will stop there. Perez waltzes home. 2-0 Grizzlies. That ball in left center, Davis laying out, and he could not make the play. So Messenger should have an RBI double as Perez comes in to score, and it's 2-0 Grizzlies. Second hit, second run as well. By the way, we were saying on that Perez ball, it was a throwing error on the center fielder, Miguel Perez. So it was E9. So two errors this inning, two hits, and two runs now. 2-2-2 as the first pitch to Amaral is a called strike. The count at 0-1, batting fifth this evening. Runner at second with one out. As the Grizzlies lead 2-0. Bowen comes set. Here comes his pitch, and Amaral fouls it off, and now it's 0-2 to Amaral, as he will go get some new lumber as he breaks his bat there. So Skyler Messenger the double. Andy Perez scores. Perez had stolen third as well. So you have two runs on two hits, two errors this inning. One out here in the bottom of the first, 2-0 Fresno. As the Grizzlies trying to get back on track. They only scored two runs last night. Here comes the 0-2 to Amaral, and Amaral, a little blooper, out to left field, and it is dropped by the shortstop. It ricochets to the left fielder, Davis, and his score is Messenger, 3-0 Fresno. Daniel Amaral with the RBI single. That was a tough play for the shortstop, Arroyo, going back on it. Messenger in to score. If that ball was caught by Arroyo, he doubles up Messenger at second. Instead, it is 3-0. So another run on another hit. There's still only one out. And here's Jesus Bugarin, as here comes pitching coach Jake Witt. 3-0 Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. And the Grizzlies putting together a nice start to this contest. As Jake Witt, the pitching coach, coming to talk to Bowen. Nice start for Fresno so far. So the error earlier was on the catcher, by the way, not the center fielder in Miguel Perez. Initially, it was ruled on the center fielder Perez, so now it's E2. So now runner at first with one out, and it's Jesus Bugarin. Here's the pitch to Bugarin. It's inside. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies, three runs on three hits, two errors in the inning as well for Modesto. There's only one out, and the number six man in the lineup, Bugarin, at the plate. Here comes the 1-0 to Bugarin. And a line drive, base hit to center field. That ball gets down. Up to second, Amaral. The throw back to second, Amaral will head back to the base. And the inning continues as Bugarin the single. Four hits for Fresno in this inning, one out still. And here comes the left fielder, Jake Snyder. As the left-hander, Blake Townsend, starts to loosen down in the Modesto pen. Not the start that the Modesto Nuts expected here, as the Grizzlies have come out swinging early. Runners at first and second with one out. And now Jake Snyder, who's had a great series overall. And there goes the runner, Amaral to third, and he is safe. A stolen base for Amaral. Second stolen base for Fresno in the inning. Runners now at the corners here with one out. And the Grizzlies doing everything right so far. The count at 1-0 here to Jake Snyder. Here's the pitch, and Snyder fouls it off, and I think he might have broke his bat as well. Count at 1-1. I think Snyder's okay with his lumber. It's counted 1-1. There's still only one out in the inning. Runners at first and third. Zamroll stole his 10th base since joining Fresno. Here comes the 1-1, and Snyder swing and a miss. The count at 1-2. Good breaking ball. Snyder out on his front foot. The count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies, only 2 runs last night. They have 3 tonight. Grizzlies trying to continue things here. Here's the pitch, and it's outside of Snyder. The count now at 2-2. And one of our keys to the game, the Grizzlies need to score first. 33-5 when scoring first. 16-1 at home. Down at 2-2 here to Snyder. Here comes the pitch. And a ground ball. This could be 2-4-6. And that's all they're going to get as another run scores. Amaral in to score. And luckily with that stolen base, he comes in. So 4 runs now for Fresno. Bougarin is out as Snyder reaches on the fielder's choice. It will be an RBI as well for Snyder. It goes 4-6 on the fielder's choice. So 2 outs now. Runner at first for Parker Kelly as the Grizzlies lead 4-0. Here's the pitch to Kelly outside. The count at 1-0. So RBI 4-6 fielder's choice. 4 hits and 4 runs this inning for Fresno. 2 errors as well by Modesto's defense. Here comes the 1-0 to Parker Kelly, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Parker Kelly batting 250 with 2 homers, 15 RBI, a 732 OPS. A lot of runs by Kelly this season as well. Here's the pitch as there goes the runner Snyder to second. The throw not in time. Another stolen base for Fresno. 3 here in this inning. And Jake Snyder continues to swipe bases. 17 of 18 bases stolen successfully for Snyder. So runner at second here with 2 outs. Is a count 2-1 to Kelly. Here's the pitch. And Kelly, broken bat as the bat splinters, and the count now at 2-2 as the ball is fouled towards the on-deck circle. So Kelly will have to get some new lumber. That's another broken bat that we've seen in this contest already. That was just a piece of the top of the bat for Parker Kelly that went flying about 10 feet from the left side of the batter's box. Count it 2-2 to Parker Kelly. Runner at second. There are 2 outs in the inning. As here comes the 2-2. And a long pause. Here's the pitch, and that's in the dirt. The count now full. 3-2. The Grizzlies lead 4-0 here. Snyder the runner at second. 2 outs. Parker Kelly at the dish. Here comes the 3-2 offering. And Kelly, little blooper, out to right field. It's going to be a tough play, and it will be made by Knight coming in right field. But the Grizzlies bring 8 batters to the dish. They score 4 runs on 4 hits, a pair of Modesto errors. We have the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the second inning, 4-0 Fresno leads Modesto as Connor Stain will battle Josh Hood, who's had himself a series so far. Hood is 5-for-6, 2-for-3 with a pair of RBI last night. He was 3-for-3 on Tuesday. As here comes the first pitch from Connor Stain. And that's a called strike on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1 here in the top of the second. The Grizzlies, a 4-run bottom of the first. As here comes the 0-1 from Connor Stain. He winds and deals as that is outside. The count now at 1-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. Here comes the 1-1, and Hood, fly ball out to right center field. Amaral is there. He will make the play for the first out. F9, as here comes the catcher in Freudy Batista. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As the first pitch is high to Freudy Batista, the count at 1-0 from Connor Stain. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. Here comes the 1-0 to Batista. It's in there for a strike. The count now at 1-1 for 90s night. Tonight here at the ballpark, it's Decades Weekend. So we'll have 90s night, 80s night, and 70s night for Decades Weekend. As the 1-1 is outside, the count now at 2-1. So Decades Weekend. Here comes the 2-1 pitch from Stain to Batista. And that is swung on and missed. Good elevated fastball there from Stain. The count now at 2-2, 94 miles per hour from the right-hander. He had a long wait in that bottom of the first. Here comes the 2-2, and that is fouled off at the dish, and we'll do it again with the same count. From Connor Stain, a 5-4 record, a 5.52 ERA. Stain making his 14th start this season. He is 6'4", 200 pounds. The right-hander went to UCF, where he was drafted in the fifth round, pick number 146 by the Rockies in 2022. As that ball is fouled off, the count remains at 2-2 to Batista. He is 22 years old from Clinton, New Jersey. In his second professional season, Stain ranked as the Rockies' number 25 overall prospect on MLB.com. Here comes the 2-2 from Stain as he winds and deals. And that is swung on and missed. An elevated fastball and Batista down on strikes. 94 miles per hour. And that's the first strikeout for Stain. Two outs in the inning and here comes the first baseman in Milcar Perez. The switch hitter batting 269. One homer, 28 RBI, a 749 OPS. As the first pitch is outside, the count at 1-0 to Milcar Perez. Here comes the 1-0 from Stain. He gets a new ball from the home plate umpire, David Sabal. Here comes the 1-0. And that is swung on and missed. Good fastball there from Stain. The count at 1-1. Grizzlies lead 4-0 here in the top of the second over the Modesto Nuts. Here comes the pitch from Stain, and that is low in the dirt. Good stop there from Cody Huff. The count now at 2-2. from Connor Stain, who last pitched on July 2nd at Stockton, where he picked up the win after five innings of one-run ball, allowed four hits and one walk while striking out four. Here comes the 2-1 offering. And that's a high pop-up, drifting a shallow right center field. The second baseman, Jorge, is there, and he will make the catch. A 1-2-3 inning for Connor Stain. Grizzlies coming up to bat again, leading 4-0. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second inning, the Grizzlies lead the Modesto Nuts 4-0. Glad you could join us for Thursday Night Baseball. Game 3 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Nuts as Gene Perez, the birthday boy, steps up to the plate. Perez, 21 years old. As Darren Bowen back on the bump, here comes the pitch to Perez. And Perez, fly ball, left field. It is deep and it goes over this left fielder Davis's head. Perez looking for two. He will stop there. A leadoff double for Gene Perez. Happy birthday! Nice start to his evening. And the Grizzlies have their fifth hit already tonight. A pair of doubles as well for Fresno's offense. As here comes the second baseman, Dion Jorge. Jorge, a walk and a run scored so far for him. And he wants to get in on the hit parade. Here's the pitch, and Dion Jorge looks at a pitch low. The count at 1-0. So Gene Perez, a leadoff double. First pitch swinging. He was batting 123 coming in. So now a runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the second. Here's the 1-0, and that's a fly ball foul. And the count now at 1-1 to Jorge. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. Here comes the 1-1 to Jorge outside. The count at 2-1. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. And we thank the Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food and for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that pitch is outside, the count now at 3-1 to Jorge here in the bottom of the second inning. By the way, Chicken Shack, just delicious. Make sure you check them out. They have 6 locations around the Central Valley. Here comes the 3-1 to Jorge. And that is fouled off. The count now full. 3-2 here in the bottom of the second inning. As the Grizzlies lead the Modesto Nuts 4-0. Action right now in the Nuts bullpen. The right-hander Riley Davis down there. As here comes the 3-2 from Bowen to Jorge. And that is inside, but called strike three. Jorge was getting out the way, and Bowen has his first strikeout. So Jorge retired for the first out of the inning, and here comes the catcher in Cody Huff, who lined out to right field his first time up. So one out, runner at second. That is Gene Perez, as the Grizzlies looking to extend their 4-0 lead. From Cody Huff, a seventh-round draft pick out of Stanford last year. Here's the pitch, and that is high for a ball. The count at 1-0. John Creel is in the bullpen for Modesto, number 46. Here comes the 1-0. There goes the runner, and Perez is out at third. He was tagged out by the third baseman, and Perez is the second out of the inning. It goes 2-5 on the caught stealing. The Grizzlies very aggressive so far tonight. Already 3 stolen bases in 4 attempts. So now 2 outs for Cody Huff. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to him from Darren Bowen. And that is in there for a strike. The count at 2-1. From Darren Bowen, who is 6'3", 180 pounds. The 22-year-old is from Newton, Massachusetts. Went to UNC Pembroke. Here's the 2-1 as Huff fouls it off. The count now at 2-2. A 13th-round draft pick by the Mariners. Pick number 396 in 2022. The right-hander Darren Calvin Bowen. Appearing against the Grizzlies for his second time this season. That appearance came on June 23rd. He picked up a no decision after 2 scoreless innings of work. Here comes the 2-2, and that is swung on and missed, and Bowen has a clean bottom of the second. We have the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the third inning, 4-0, Fresno leads Modesto. As Connor Stain back on the bump, he will take on Justin Levy to lead things off, who wears the number 2 on the back of his jersey. Was initially listed 35 on the roster card. Here comes the first pitch from Connor Stain to Justin Levy. And that is a high pop-up in a right center field. A long run, and it will be caught by Boo Green on the run. Levy retired for the first down. Here comes the center fielder in Miguel Perez. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leproveneceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Here comes the 1-0-2, Miguel Perez. It's in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. And we thank Mako Abbott and Lou Provence Apartment Homes for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch from Stain, and that is outside to go around. He did not. Count now at 2-1 to Miguel Perez. You're on the top of the third, again, as we said, July 20th already. Here comes the 2-1 from Stain to Miguel Perez. And that is high. And the count now at 3-1 from Connor Stain. Here comes the pitch. And that is going to hit Miguel Perez. And that's a one-out hit by pitch. So the first hit batter of tonight's contest. So one out runner at first, and here's the right fielder in Bill Knight, who popped up his first time. From Connor Stain, as we said, the number 25 overall prospect in the Rockies system, according to MLB.com. Dion Jorge, the Grizzlies' second baseman, he is ranked as the number 16 overall prospect. So two prospects on the current active roster for Fresno. Here comes the pitch from Connor Stain, and that is high. The count at 1-0. Connor Stain pitched at UCF for one season before being drafted in the fifth round, as here comes a mound visit from Cody Huff. He appeared in 12 games, all of them starts, compiling a 4-1 record with a 1.87 ERA over 43 and one-third innings. Allowed 15 runs, 9 of them earned on 31 hits, but he struck out 51, a 1.20 whip, a 10.6 K-to-9 ratio. And he did not allow an earned run in his first 8 appearances. Moved into a full-time starting role after making the occasional start at Maryland, where he was there for 2 seasons. Here comes the 1-0, and that is high. The count now 2-0 to Bill Knight. Stain worked a complete game shutout against South Florida on April 1st, working 6 innings of one-hit ball, as they will get the runner at first base. They pick off the runner, Perez, and looked like Perez was napping on the play. And just like that, 2 outs. So 2 away. What a move from Connor Stain. As that is a called strike. The count now at 2-1. So pitcher Connor Stain picks off Miguel Perez on a throw to the first baseman Parker Kelly. Here comes the 2-1. And that's a line drive base hit to left field. And the no-hitter is over here in the third inning. The Grizzlies, great start for Stain so far, though, as he gives up a 2-out single. Knight had a great evening last night. Filled up the box score. So first hit allowed by Connor Stain. Still 2 outs in the inning. And here comes the shortstop and Michael Arroyo, who popped up back in the first. So Stain will come set. Here's the pitch. And a check on Bill Knight. He's back safely. Good move right there. As we said, Connor Stain had 6 innings of one-hit ball, a complete game shutout against South Florida on April 1st, 2022. And he punched out 10 over 7 innings against Mississippi on March 5th. As that's a called strike, the count at 0-1 to Arroyo. It was a combined one-hit shutout in that game against the Ole Miss Rebels. Now, he was at Maryland for 2 seasons, appearing in 15 games, 6 starts. As here comes the 0-1, and that is outside, the count at 1-1. And he said, you know, it was great at Maryland, but he said it was time for a move, so he entered the transfer portal and ended up at UCF before being drafted. Well, prior to Maryland, he attended West Morris Central High School in Chester, New Jersey. Count at 1-1. Here comes the pitch to Michael Arroyo. Long pause. Here it is, and it's fouled off. The count at 1-2. With two outs here in the top of the third, 4-0, Fresno leads Modesto. Now, Stain became the third Morris County player selected in the last 4 years. Can you name the other two? Let me tell you, both these guys are big-name players, prospects within their organizations, one currently in the big leagues. Counted 1-2. They check on Knight again. Knight, 20 stolen bases since joining Modesto. He had 3 stolen bases last night. Here comes the 1-2 offering now. And that is just outside as Stain was walking off towards the dugout. They counted 2-2. Good breaking ball. Well, time's up on that trivia question. Anthony Volpe and Jack Leiter were the two answers. He compiled a 19-6 record on the mound, a 1.70 ERA. Here comes the 2-2, and that is swung on and missed. He picks up the strikeout of Arroyo. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 4-0, Fresno leads Modesto, as Andy Perez will lead things off. Here comes the first pitch, and Perez, a little nubber over to the third baseman, and is caught by Hood on the run. So Perez is retired now, 1-2. As here comes the DH and Skyler Messenger, 1-1, an RBI double and a run scored back in the first inning. As John Creel is the new pitcher for Modesto. As Darren Bowen is done. Bowen, 2 innings of work. Allowed 4 runs, all of them earned, on 5 hits, 1 walk. He struck out 2. As the first pitch is a called strike from Creel, the count at 0-1. Creel is 6'5", 222 pounds with the right-hander. 26 years old from Huntersville, North Carolina. Here comes the 0-1 from Creel, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2. Good slider on the outside part of the plate. Down and no balls and 2 strikes. John Creel into the game. Here comes the 0-2 now to Skyler Messenger. Here's the pitch. And that is outside. The count now at 1-2 strikes. John Creel, as we said, 26 years old. Bats left, throws right, 6'5", 222 pounds. From North Carolina State, went to Huntersville, or went to North Carolina State from Huntersville, North Carolina. Here's the 1-2, and that is outside. The count at 2-2. He's appearing in his 17th game, all out of the bullpen. No record, a 5.64 ERA. And that's among four teams. With Modesto, this is his fifth game out of the pen. Here's the 2-2, and that is swung on and missed, and Messenger down on strikes. First strikeout for Creel, second out of the inning. And here's the right fielder, Daniel Amaral. Amaral 1-for-1, an RBI single and a run scored. As Amaral to the plate, batting 306. Creel has pitched with the ACL Mariners, Modesto, High A Everett, and Triple A Tacoma. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. As we said, his fifth appearance with Modesto. He's got one hold. No record, a 2.45 ERA. Six appearances with the ACL Mariners. As that pitch is inside, the count at 2-0. So right-hander's been a little bit of everywhere. Last year spent time between three different teams, including Modesto, the ACL Mariners, and AAA Tacoma. Here's the 2-0, and that is a called strike. The count at 2-1 as Riley Davis is now in the bullpen for Modesto. As it looks like Creel is a bridge pitcher to the piggyback of Darren Bowen. Here comes the 2-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 2-2. Good off-speed pitch there from Creel. John Creel. Big righty. Here comes the 2-2 offering. And that is inside. Almost hits Amaral, and the count now full. 3-2. Amaral gets out of the way. So 3-2. Here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball out to center field, but it's right to the center fielder in Miguel Perez, and that will end the inning. We head to the top of the fourth. The Grizzlies lead 4-0. You're listening to them on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 4-0, the Grizzlies lead the Modesto Nuts as Colin Davis will lead things off against Connor Stain. Davis, a walk in his first at-bat on a 3-2 pitch that just missed. Here comes the pitch from Stain, and a fly ball out to deep left field. Racing back is Snyder. He will run out of room, and that ball is fair and gone. Colin Davis, a solo homer to lead off the fourth inning, and it's 4-1 just like that. Davis, his second homer against Stain this year. That's his 10th of the season. He rounds the bases there. Second hit allowed by Stain, first run, and here comes the DH and Gabe Moncada 0-for-1 with a pop-up here in the top of the fourth. Express Furniture Rental. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Here comes the pitch from Stain, and it's flied foul, and the count at 0-1. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As that's a called strike to Moncada, count at 1-2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning, or top of the fourth inning, excuse me. Here comes the 1-2. And that is swung on and missed. Good pitch down in the zone, and Moncada is out. Third strikeout for Stain. First out of the inning, here comes the third baseman in Josh Hood, 0-for-1 with a flyout. Again, we're in the top of the fourth inning. 4-1, Fresno leads Modesto. As Stain will wind and deal, here's the pitch. It is a called strike on the breaking ball. The count at 0-1. As Stain comes set, there comes the pitch from the right-hander. And that is low and outside. The count now at 1-1. Connor Stain. We're going to talk about how he went to West Morris Central High School. Well, he has a great story as a whole. As here comes the 1-1, and that is a fly ball out to right field. Amaral on the run, and he will make the catch for the second out. Two away, and here comes the catcher, Freyudi Batista. At 7 years old, Connor Stain was diagnosed with Tourette syndrome, a neurological disorder that causes sudden and unwanted movements or noises, better known as tics. Now, his symptoms are milder than others, but of course they can still be painful at times. He blinks 9 times more than the average person and feels the tics mostly in his shoulders. As the first pitch is fouled off by Batista, the count at 0-1. Now, Stain is an advocate four ticks, and he said it was very tough growing up initially where he was picked on at school, but has learned to live with it. And to be honest, if you would have told me he had it, I would have had no idea. That's how well he deals with it. As here's the 0-1, it's fouled off to count it 0-2. Now, because of him dealing with ticks, he wants to start a foundation called Relentless, for people to learn more about not only tics and Tourette syndrome, but other things in life that people may be dealing with. As here comes the 0-2 to Batista outside, a count at 1-2. Because his friend Kara used it as a fighting word during her cancer treatments. And that's what word she used during the time, and he says it wants to be something where people can learn about going through different things in their life that can be very complicated or difficult. Here comes the 1-2 to Batista, and that is a fly ball out to left field. Jake Snyder is there, and he will make the catch. Well, right now, Connor Stain is relentless as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Grizzlies lead 4-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Season in a brand new Toyota.
Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-1, the Grizzlies lead the Nuts. As right-hand pitcher Riley Davis takes over on the mound for Modesto, and Jesus Bouguereau to the dish. First pitch is lifted foul by Bouguereau. The count at 0-1. Bouguereau 1-for-1, a single back in the first inning. The center fielder batting .263. 8 homers, 55 RBI, which is third in the California League, as that ball is chopped foul. The count at 0-2. Now, the guys that are ahead of him in that category have both been promoted to high A, to the high A level, including Ryan Ritter, who's at high A Spokane. So Bouguereau right now is right there to maybe becoming the leader in RBI in the California League. Here comes the 0-2, and that is a fly ball to left field. That ball just goes foul. We'll do it again in no balls and two strikes as Bouguereau was looking for homer number 9 on the season. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Glad you could join us. Count 0-2 to Bouguereau. Here comes the pitch from Davis and a chopper to the shortstop Arroyo. Arroyo gobbles it up over to first in time and Bouguereau is retired. 6-3 is... The left fielder, Jake Snyder, will stride to the plate 0-for-1 with 1 RBI. Final line for John Creel, 1 clean inning, struck out a batter as well. And now Riley Davis, a 6'3", 200-pound right-hander, 24 years old from Helena, Alabama, an 18th-round draft pick by the Mariners in 2021. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1 from Riley Davis, who's been a piggyback guy to Darren Bowen. We've also seen Davis start a couple times this season in the California League. Here comes the 0-1, and Snyder fly ball to left field. Racing back, there's the left fielder. He looks up, and it's off the wall. Extra bases for Jake Snyder. He will stop in a second with a one-out double. Jake Snyder continues to rip the ball over his past four games. For Fresno, that is their sixth hit, their third double. So a one-out double, runner at second for Parker Kelly, who's 0-for-1. And Snyder just missing a home run against Riley Davis, as you said, 24 years old, went to UAB, Alabama, Birmingham. Here comes the pitch to Kelly, swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. Davis, his 13th game, he's made four starts. He is 3-1, a 4.75 ERA for the right-hander. 41 and two-thirds innings among two levels. Here comes the 0-1. That's outside. The count at 1-1. With Modesto, this is his 12th game, he has three starts, 12 games. A 3-0 record, a 4.23 ERA. Here comes the 1-1, and that's outside. The count now at 2-2. Hard-throwing right-hander, good breaking ball as well. James Riley Davis, but goes by Riley Davis. Here comes the 2-1 to Parker Kelly. Pitch clock down to 4. Here's the pitch, and that swung on a miss by Kelly. The count now at 2-2. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. Runner at second with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. As the Grizzlies and Nuts continue their six-game series this evening. 2-2. Here comes the pitch to Parker Kelly. And Kelly ground ball to the third baseman, and it bounces off the third baseman hood. The throw to first, not in time, as Kelly beats it out. That was very close at first base. And Parker Kelly will reach, I believe that's E5 in the third air for Modesto. If we look at the replay here on Bally Live, the ball, last second bounce up, and Hood, the throw, and the first baseman, Milcar Perez, looked like he took his foot off the bag, and Kelly beats it out. So now runners at first and second with one away, and here's the birthday boy in Gene Perez, one for one with a double. Here's the pitch, and that's a little pop-up, and this will be the second baseman in Levy to make the play. Two outs now, and here comes the second baseman in Dion Jorge. 0 for 1, struck out looking back in the second inning. As the Grizzlies trying to add on to their 4-1 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. A blowout in Lake Elsinore. The Storm beating the Quakes 15-0 right now. Give you scores a little bit later. Here comes the pitch to Jorge. And that is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies, the best record in the second half at 16-4 in minor league baseball. This team 11-3 in the month of July. Here comes the 0-1. And Jorge fouls off quickly 0-2 as Cody Huff on the on-deck circle had to make a nice little leap to get over that ball. Count at 0-2 now to Jorge. 20 years old. Counted 0-2, looking to extend his hit streak to 10 games. Here comes the 0-2, and that is just low. And the count now at 1-2. Runner at second is Snyder. The runner at first is Kelly, both with really good speed. Here comes the 1-2 to Jorge outside. The count now at 2-2. Grizzlies lead 4-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Stay tuned for some promotions here in Decades Weekend. As here comes the 2-2 from Davis, and that is outside. And the count now full. 3-2. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Jorge working another full count. We'll see if Davis goes back to that good fastball, if he goes breaking ball here. Jorge trying to extend this inning. Here comes the 3-2, and that is called strike three on the outside part of the plate as Batista tells Davis, nice pitch. We head to the top of the fifth. The Grizzlies still lead 4-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream guides, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 4-1, the Grizzlies lead the Nuts. Connor Stain will take on Milcar Perez, who's 0-for-1. Perez, a switch hitter. As here comes the first pitch from Stain to Milcar Perez. And that is inside and a little bit low. The count at 1-0. Grizzlies lead 4-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. The Grizzlies, that last half inning, you had one hit, one error, two left on base. As here comes the 1-0. And that is outside. The count now at 2-0. From Connor Stain. Here comes the pitch. And that is a chopper to the first baseman, Parker Kelly. He will tag the bag himself. It goes 3 unassisted, and Perez is retired. First out is here comes the second baseman in Justin Levy, who is 0-for-1. Levy flying out his first time up. Here in the top of the fifth again, as we said, the Grizzlies that last half inning, a double from Jake Snyder, an error allowed Parker Kelly to reach base, but both runners left on. So two left on that inning. Perez only 3 left on base in this game. As a swing and a miss by Levy, the count at 0-1. There was no runs on one hit and one error as well. Here in the top of the fifth now, here comes the 0-1 from Levy. From Stain to Levy, here comes the pitch. And that is a high fly ball out to right field. Amaral is there. He will reach up and make the catch. Two outs now, and here comes the center fielder in Miguel Perez, who was hit by a pitch back in his first at-bat. As Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies, go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts have new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler, as Perez swings and misses the count at 0-1. And we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. Here comes the 0-1. And that is a called strike, and quickly 0-2. Good pitch there from Connor Stain. We were talking about how Stain has Tourette syndrome. Well, also Connor Stain was a child actor. He was appeared in Deadly Devotion in his childhood as he played the kid in one of their episodes. Here comes the 0-2. That's outside. The count now at 1-2. Connor Stain, very successful at multiple things, including being a really good pitcher. Here comes the 1-2, and that is outside. The count now at 2-2. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts 4-1. Glad you could join us. Connor Stain, his third appearance against Modesto, 5-4, a 5.52 ERA. Making his second start in July. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. We'll do it again at 2-2. Connor Stain has started 2 shutouts for Fresno this season. The right-hander has a Pitcher of the Week award so far. Here comes the 2-2 from Stain. He winds and deals once again, and it's fouled off again by Perez. Nice battle brewing here between the 9-hole hitter and the right-hand pitcher in Connor Stain. Already in the fifth inning, Stain his career-high 6 innings of work. Here comes the 2-2 offering. Stain winds and deals. Here it is. And that is fouled off once again by Davis. Connor Stain, that California League Pitcher of the Week award was May 8th through the 14th after his outing on May 13th versus Visalia. A career-high 6 innings, striking out 7. Here comes the 2-2, and that is swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. Connor Stain 5 innings of 1-run ball. He has 4 punch-outs. We had the bottom of the 5th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the 5th inning, 4-1 Fresno leads Modesto. As Cody Huff will lead things off, he's 0-2. As Riley Davis back on the bump. Here comes the first pitch from Davis, and that is a fly ball out to left field. That ball's way back at the warning track, and it's caught. The left fielder Davis, right near that wall in left center field, makes the catch and a long first out as Huff is retired. Huff just missed his 4th homer of the season. As up steps Andy Perez, 1-2, an RBI single and a run scored. He also has a stolen base as well. Here's the pitch to Perez and a ground ball foul to count it no balls and one strike. Here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 Karat Fun. As that pitch is lined right to the center fielder, and Perez makes the catch for the second out. So L8. And here comes the DH and Skyler Messenger, 1-2, an RBI double, and a run back in the first inning. But again, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 Karat Fun, for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the 5th inning. As Messenger fly ball out to shallow right field. This is playable, though, and the right fielder Knight is there, and he will make the catch. A 1-2-3 inning for Riley Davis. We head to the top of the 6th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN Radio.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the top of the sixth inning, 4-1 Fresno leads Modesto, as Javier Ramos will take over on the bump for Connor Stain. Javier Ramos appearing in his third game now in a Grizzlies uniform, as Connor Stain works five innings of one-run ball, allowed two hits and a walk. He struck out four. He also did hit a batter. As the first pitch from Ramos is outside, the count at 1-0. Here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 4-1 Grizzlies. As that's a called strike, the count now at 1-1 to Bill Knight. Knight 1-for-2, a single back in the third inning. Product of Mercer. Here comes the 1-1, and that is way behind the batter. And the count at 2-1, and hopefully Ramos is okay. That ball was not even close behind the batter in Bill Knight. Down at 2-1. Ramos will come set. Here comes the 2-1. And a fly ball out to right field. Amaral is there. He will reach up and make the catch. F9 for the first out. As here comes Michael Arroyo, who's 0-2. Here in the top of the sixth inning. Glad you could join us. As the Grizzlies lead the Modesto Nuts. Tonight is 90s night. It's also a Tioga Thursday here at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the pitch from Ramos, and that is inside. The count at 1-0. A Tioga Thursdays, two 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. It's also 90s night. Wear all your throwback 90s gear. As the 1-0 is fouled off, the count at 1-1. Tomorrow night is 80s night, Friday night baseball here at Chuck Chansey Park. Friday night fireworks following the game presented by Hotel Piccadilly. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off by Arroyo, the count at 1-2. On Saturday, July 22nd, it is 70s night with Lowriders Day Fresno night. 6:50 p.m. for Game 5 of 6 between Modesto and Fresno. As that's a high pop-up drifting to shallow right field, the second baseman Jorge is there, and he will make the play. Two outs now, and here comes the left fielder in Colin Davis. 1-for-1, a solo homer back in the fourth inning. The only run allowed by Connor Stain. But the Lowriders Day Fresno on Saturday, they'll cruise into town for Copa de la Diversión, the Fun Cup in minor league baseball, and 70s night as well. Finally, to wrap up this six-game series, it's Safe Mart Sunday, and the kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. The game starts at 5:05 p.m., but come join us for pregame catch on the field, 4:05 p.m. to 4:35 p.m. As the Grizzlies and the Nuts wrap up the six-game series. Here comes the 1-0, and Davis chopper to the shortstop in Perez, the throw, and he made it! What a play from Andy Perez! The backhand deep in the hole at short. He makes the throw to first in time. Wow! And that ends the sixth inning. We had the bomb the sixth. We're listening to Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN Radio.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the
the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Here's the first pitch to Daniel Amaral. It's a called strike from Riley Davis. The count at 0-1. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. 4-1, Fresno leads Modesto. Here comes the 0-1. Amaral is in there for a strike. The count at 0-2. Amaral 1-for-2, an RBI single and a run back in the first inning. He also swiped third in that sequence. Here's the pitch, and that is low for a ball. The count at 1-2. As action now in the Grizzlies pen, right-hander Austin Becker starting to get loose. Count of 1-2 to Daniel Amaral. Here comes the pitch, and that is a fly ball out to center field. Still racing back is Perez. He looks up, and he makes the catch at the wall. He bangs into the wall at 400 feet for the first out. What a play. One away now, and here comes Jesus Bugarin 1-for-2. As we were talking promotions before the break, and we finish up the series on Sunday, July 23rd at 5.05 p.m. Join us for a pregame catch on the field from 4.05 p.m. to 4.35 p.m. As Bugarin foul ball, the count at 0-1. Grab a friend, grab a family member, and come join us for a pregame catch right where the players play. And then stay for a Save Mart Sunday, and then round out the game with Kids Run the Bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. Again, a 5.05 p.m. first pitch. A lot of great promotions here in this homestand. As Bugarin swing and a miss, the count now at 1-2. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also give us a call at 559-320-4487. Or come on down to the Chansey Park box office to grab your tickets for not only this homestand, but for any game the rest of the season here at Chansey Park. As Bugarin inside, the count now at 2-2. Now, besides the promotions that's for everyone, this ballpark that has added new amenities every year from the Fresno Social in left field, the Splash Park in right field. You also have the new video board, new lights, new sound system, as that's a high chopper to the third baseman Hood. Bugarin racing, the throw is high, and it gets away! But Bugarin will stay at first as the ball gets into the dugout, and he will actually get awarded second base. The third baseman Hood did not have a play as he airmailed that ball to first. So Bugarin will reach. He'll get up to second. I know that it's an error. Maybe they'll count it as a single as well, as Bugarin was going to reach, I think, without a throw. So it's a single E5. That is now four errors for Modesto. A hit as well. So Fresno now with seven hits. Now runner at second with one out for Jake Snyder, who is 1-for-2, a double. He had an RBI in his first step out on a fielder's choice as he fouls it off. The count at 0-1. So runner at second with one out. Bugarin, the single, and then reached second on E5. Count at 0-1 to Snyder. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside. The count now at 1-1. So two hits allowed by Riley Davis so far. It's on 2-1 third innings of scoreless baseball. Here comes the pitch to Snyder. Snyder checks swing right to the first baseman. This is Milcar Perez who slips, and Snyder is barely out as Perez tags the bag as he falls. For the second out, up to third, Bugarina goes three unassisted, but that was a circus kind of play right there for Milcar Perez. Two outs, and here's Parker Kelly, 0-for-2, reached on an error in his last at-bat. Now, we're talking about this ballpark that have added new amenities, a new playing surface for the 2023 season, the 25th season of Grizzlies baseball. As the pitch to Kelly's outside, the count at 1-0. We said the new lights, the new sound system, the new video board, that's out in left center field. This ballpark, beautiful as well. Great food, great in-game entertainment. As here comes the 1-0, that's outside, the count at 2-0. 324 feet down the left field line, 385 feet to left center. It is 400 to dead center, and then 335 to the short porch in right field. Here comes the 2-0. That is low. The count now at 3-0. A grassy berm out in left center field where there's a pool and that big video board. A manual scoreboard in right center field. Both bullpens just shy of the left and right field lines. The Grizzlies on the first base side. The Nuts on the third base side, as that's a called strike. The count now at 3-1 to Parker Kelly. We're on the third tier here at Chukchansey Park in the suite level. The Kodiak Club on the second level. In the first level are field box and concessions. That's a line drive, and that is caught. A diving play from the left fielder Davis to end the inning. The Grizzlies robbed of a couple great plays by the Modesto outfield. We had the top of the seventh, 4-1 Fresno. You're listening to them on 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chukchansey Park. We're in the top of the seventh inning, 4-1 Fresno leads Modesto. Austin Becker on the bump now as he takes over for Javier Ramos, who worked a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Now Austin Becker, the tall right-hander, takes on Gabe Moncada as the first pitch is a fly ball out to left center field. Racing back is Bugarin. He is there and he will make the catch. One pitch and one out as Moncada now 0-for-3. And up steps Josh Hood, who's 0-for-2. Austin Becker is 6'5", 215 pounds, as he follows Javier Ramos, who is 6'6", 210. So it goes 6'4 in Stain. And then you go 6'6 in Ramos, and now the 6'5 Austin Becker, as the first pitch to Hood is a called strike, the count at 0-1. Becker, 23 years old, from Ohio, a 16th round draft pick out of Texas Tech in 2022. As that pitch will skip in, the count now at 1-1. Austin Becker this season, a 3.38 ERA. Becker, 2-2 on this season as well. appearing in his 14th game all out of the bullpen. Count of one ball and one strike. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And that is fouled off. The count at 1-2. Becker's father played professional baseball in the Red Sox system. And the right-hander following in the footsteps of his dad. Austin Becker's dad, Kevin, played for the Red Sox and the Cincinnati Reds from 1991 to 1995, as that ball will bounce in. The count now at 2-2. And so that reminds me a little bit of my dad who was listening in back in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Thanks for tuning in, Pops. Count at 2-2. Here comes the pitch from Becker, and Hood lifts one in the air, and it will go foul as we continue this at bat at 2-2. We're talking about this ballpark and the entertainment. We had a fun entertainment tonight so far, as we had Toddler Payoff, for instance, where the kid picked a lollipop over a $20 bill. I was that kid growing up. I would have picked the same thing. As here comes the 2-2, as that's a fly ball out to right field. That ball will go foul. Count remains at 2-2. And entertainment for everyone, promotions for everyone. This ballpark continues to impress and get better every year. Grab your tickets now at FreslerGrizzlies.com. Hope to see you this week, if not at some point, for our final three homestands. Here's the pitch. That's a line drive down the left field line, and that ball will go foul towards the Modesto bullpen. The count remains at 2-2. As the Grizzlies lead the Nuts 4-1 here in the top of the seventh. The third of five regular season series between the clubs in 2023. The first meeting in Fresno. The Grizzlies have won 34 of the 63 all-time matchups against the Nuts since 2021. Here comes the pitch. A check swing. Did he go? He did not. The count now at 3-2. Stay tuned for scores around the California League as the Storm have put up 18 runs tonight against Rancho Cucamonga. There are three games going on right now where the losing team has 0 runs. As that's a fly ball to deep center field. Boo Green running out of room. He looks up, and that ball is gone. A home run to dead center by Josh Hood, his sixth hit of the series, and it's now 4-2 on a solo shot. So Becker allows the home run. Two solo homers for Modesto. They only have 3 hits tonight, and 2 of them solo homers. So now here's Freddy Batista's 0-2 as Hood, 6 hits. This series, 3-for-3 on Tuesday, 2-for-3 with a pair of RBI last night. Here comes the pitch from Becker, swung on a miss by Batista, the count at 0-1. As the Grizzlies lead 4-2 here in the seventh inning, they'll need to add some insurance runs in their next couple of frames. Here's the pitch, swung on a miss, quickly 0-2, good off-speed pitch from Becker. Count now at 0-2. Here in the top of the seventh. Here comes the 0-2 from Becker to Batista. And a breaking ball lifting to left field as Snyder comes in a tad bit. He will reach up and make the play. Second out of the inning, it goes F7. And here comes Milcar Perez, who's 0-2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the seventh, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Comes the pitch from Becker. That is a called strike. The count now at 0-2 to Perez. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Here comes the pitch from Becker, and that is outside. The count now at 1-2. Here on July 20th. Here comes the 0-2. And that is outside. The count now at 1-2 to Milcar Perez. Here comes the 1-2 offering. And that is just outside. That ball looked pretty from Becker. And the count now at 2-2. Good fastball there from Becker. That was at 93 miles per hour. The count's actually full. 3-2, 2 outs. Here's the pitch, and that is called strike 3 on the lower part of the plate, and Becker out of the inning. A solo homer, though, by Josh Hood makes it 4-2. We head to the stretch here at Chancy Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the seventh inning, 4-2, Fresno leads Modesto. As Gene Perez, the birthday boy, steps up 1-2 with a double. As he first pitch, fly ball, left field, birthday boy, did he do it? At the wall, and it is gone! Gene Perez, a solo homer to left field. Happy birthday! 5-2 Grizzlies as Gene Perez does it. Perez now his first multi-hit with the Grizzlies. And just like that, Fresno extends their lead. Gene Perez, a solo homer, his third of the season. As he first pitched to Jorge Zacalt, strike the count at 0-1. Jorge 0-2 with a walk and a run. Here comes the 0-1, and that's outside. Count now at 1-1. Dion Jorge 0-2. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside. The count now at 2-1. So Gene Perez, the home run on his birthday, his third of the season. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off by Jorge. The count now at 2-2. Gene Perez, both of his hits tonight on the first pitch as well. First multi-hit game for Perez with the Grizzlies. Here's the 2-2 to Jorge now. It's low. The count at 3-2 as Jorge looking to extend his hit streak. He's out on a 9-game hit streak as Fresno now leads 5-2 here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the 3-2, and that's a line drive caught by the second baseman, Levy. What a play! He leaps high in the air for the first out, as Jorge now 0-for-3, and that hit streak looking bleak right now. Goes L4 for the first out, and here's Cody Huff 0-for-3. Cody Huff flew out to deep left field his last time up, as that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Here in the bottom of the seventh, 5-2 Fresno. The Grizzlies needed to score first. They did so tonight, as that's a fly ball to center field. This is playable, though, for Miguel Perez, and he will make the catch for the second out. Two outs now, and here's the shortstop in Andy Perez, 1-for-3. An RBI single to run, scored his first time up, extended his hit streak to 9 games. But another thing that we said for the Grizzlies, keys to game, score late and often. Well, they have scored here in the seventh inning. As the Grizzlies looking to add more runs here in the seventh inning, here's the pitch, and that's a chopper foul. The count now at 1-1. Here comes the pitch to Andy Perez. And that is low and in the dirt. The count now at 2-0. Here in the bottom of the seventh. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. As the Grizzlies looking for a big win in game 3 of 6 between Modesto and Fresno. As Perez looks to bunt inside, the ball is low. The count now at 3-1. Zach Agno starting to get loose down in the Grizzlies pen. The Grizzlies closer. 3-0. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. And the count now full 3-2. As Perez looks to continue this inning here, a solo homer from Gene Perez. Here comes the 3-2, and that is inside, ball 4, as Perez will reach for the second time. Only the second walk by Modesto pitching, and up steps Skyler Messenger, 1-for-3, an RBI double and a run in the first inning. Messenger has 50 RBI on the season, as he looks to extend this Grizzlies lead. 5-2 Grizzlies have the lead, as that's a called strike. Good breaking ball in the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1 from Riley Davis. Right-hander looking for 4 innings of work. Here comes the 0-1, a check on Perez. He's back safely with a head-first dive. Count remains at 0-1. Fresno, they're in the red uniforms. Modesto in the black uniforms. Here comes the 0-1 to Messenger. That's outside. Perez caught between first and second. The throw back to first, and he's safe. Perez hustling back in as the throw from Batista was a little behind. Count now 1-1 here to Messenger. Went to University of Texas, went to Niwot High School in Colorado. Here comes the 1-1, and that's a fly ball to right field. It will go foul. The count now at 1-2. Messenger, that double in the first inning was his first hit of the series. It's been a quiet series for one of the best power hitters in this Grizzlies lineup. So Messenger might be due right here, looking for his 10th homer of the 2023 season. Here comes the 1-2, a check on Perez. He's back safely. Another throw over. One more throw over, and you're going to have to get Perez out here. So we might see Perez take off in this situation. Perez already 1 stolen base tonight. Here comes the 1-2, and that is away. There goes Perez. He is out at second with a head-first dive. Good tag from the second baseman in Levy to end the inning. But a solo homer from the birthday boy, Gene Perez. We head to the top of the 8th, 5-2 Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 5-2, Fresno leads Modesto. As Justin Lavey will lead things off against the Grizzlies closer, Zach Agnos, who might be in for a two-inning save, appearing in his 31st game of the season. As Agnos swinging a miss by Lavey, the count at 0-1. Lavey 0-2 tonight from Zach Agnos. Agnos, 16 saves, leads the California League. Here comes the 0-1, and that is swung on a miss, quickly 0-2. Agnos is 2-2 with a 3.03 ERA with those 16 saves. As he's looking possibly for a two-inning save as Fresno leads 5-2. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Agnos, and that is outside. The count now at 1-2. As we have tonight's attendance, 2,695. Here comes the 1-2 from Agnos in the dirt. The count now at 2-2. 2,695 for tonight's attendance. So 2-2. Agnos comes set. Here comes the pitch. And that will hit Lavey. Another hit by pitch for Fresno. And up to first goes Lavey. Second hit by pitch by Grizzlies pitching to the Modesto Nuts. And now Miguel Perez, who was hit by pitch in the third inning, 0-1. He also struck out as well. Will stride to the plate here in the top of the eighth inning. Let's give you scores around the California League. Let's start with the game in Lake Elsinore where it's all Storm. 18-0, the Storm lead the Quakes. They have 17 hits as well. Rancho Cucamonga has also walked 8 batters. As the first pitch is low, the count at 1-0. Emmett gave up 8 runs over 3 innings of work, and the bullpen has not been able to pitch well on top of that. Here comes the 1-0-2 Miguel Perez. That's a strike. The count at 1-1. Lake Elsinore, though, Kai Murphy at the top of the lineup has been unbelievable. 3-for-5, 3 RBI, 3 runs. But let's go through the home runs tonight for Lake Elsinore. Here's the pitch. That is low. The count now at 2-1. Sam Zavala has 2 homers. Griffin Dorsching has a solo shot. Kai Murphy has 2 homers as well, so 5 homers. They have also hit 4 doubles as well, so 9 extra base hits. That ball is fouled off Cody Huff. The count remains at 2-2. Murphy, 3-for-5, 3 RBI, 3 runs. Sam Zavala, 3-for-5, 2 RBI, 4 runs. Ethan Salas, 2-for-3, an RBI, and 3 runs. Victor Duarte has 2 RBI on 1 hit. Devin Ortiz has 2 hits, 2 RBI, 2 walks, and 3 runs scored. Griffin Dorsching, 3 RBI. And Braden Carpathios has 3 RBI as well. Everyone in that Lake Elsinore lineup has pretty much gotten a hit. They've had a couple defensive changes as well, as they lead 18-0, and the game has just ended in Lake Elsinore. As that's a line drive foul ball, as Perez was looking for extra bases to count. And 2 balls and 2 strikes. Let's go over to Visalia, where the Rawhide lead the 66ers 3-0. That's in the top of the 8th. Visalia running the first, 2 runs in the second. They're looking to end Inland Empire's 6-game winning streak. The 66ers, the next opponent for Fresno after they wrap up the series against Modesto. As the pitch is swung on and missed, and Agnos strikes out Perez for the first out. 6th strikeout for Fresno pitching. 1 out, and here comes Bill Knight, 1 for 3 with a single. That was back in the 3rd inning. But for Visalia, they have a couple doubles, which include Gavin Contesello, Jose Fernandez, and Sanabria also has a double for Visalia. That's a cold strike from Agnos to count at 0-1. So Visalia lead 3-0 in the top of the 8th inning. Let's head over to the game between San Jose and Stockton in the 9th inning. As the pitch to Knight is in there for a strike to count at 0-2. And it's 4-3 in the 9th inning. San Jose just gave up a run. They also gave up 2 in the 8th. Brian Buelvis, an RBI double. He's now the tying run at 2nd. There is 1 out in that game. And Stockton looking for their first win in that series. Here comes the 0-2 from Agnos, and that is outside. The count at 1-2. Brian Buelvis, 3-for-4 with that RBI double. The only extra base hit so far. He also has stolen 2 bases. Yes, here comes another 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. And Agnos back-to-back strikeouts as Knight down on strikes. Runner at first, and here's Michael Arroyo, who's 0-for-3. So keep an eye on that score. San Jose leads 4-3. That's in the 9th inning. 1 out, runner at 2nd for the Ports. Our score here, 5-2. Fresno leads Modesto. We're in the top of the 8th inning. Here comes the pitch from Agnos. And that's in the dirt. The count at 1-0. As the runner takes off for 2nd on the ball in the dirt, that throw is high to Jorge. So up to 2nd goes Levy. I believe they're going to actually call that a wild pitch. It is. So runner at 2nd with 2 outs. Michael Arroyo at the dish, 0-for-3. As Cody Huff checking defensively what they want to do here as the Grizzlies lead by 3 runs. Just gave you scores around the California League. Here comes the pitch from Agnos, and that swung on and foul tipped off of Cody Huff. The count now at 1 ball and 1 strike. Stockton, by the way, a single right there. So 1st and 3rd with 1 out in that Ports game. They look to tie the Giants in the 9th inning. Looking for their first win of the series. So 1-1 here to Michael Arroyo, though, here at Chancy Park. As the Grizzlies lead 5-2 over Modesto. Here comes the 1-1. And that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. Good pitch there from Agnos. Past the bat of Arroyo, and he looks to strike out the side right here. So 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch, and that is inside. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The ball a little bit in the dirt as well as Huff smothers it. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Agnos, a hit by pitch to start the inning, then back-to-back strikeouts. Here comes the 2-2. And that is high ball 3, and the count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Agnos, a 10th round draft pick out of East Carolina in 2022. He was a 2-way player for the Pirates. Here comes the 3-2. And it swung on and missed. And that will end the inning. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts 5-2 as Skylar Messenger will stride back to the plate against the right-hander Riley Davis. Messenger 1-for-3 with an RBI double. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. Here's the first pitch of Messenger, called a strike. The count at 0-1. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. And we thank the Chicken Shack for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and tonight's press box food here in the bottom of the eighth. Here comes the pitch to Messenger inside. The count now at 2-1. Another off-speed pitch just missing. Messenger 1-for-3. Here comes the pitch. And that is low. And the count now at 3-2 to Messenger. Here in the bottom of the eighth is Zach Agnos looking for the possible save. No one in the Grizzlies' pen. Agnos, if he picks up his 17th save, will now become 9th all-time in Grizzlies single-season saves, as that's a bounding ball back to the pitcher, Davis. Underhand toss to first in time. It goes 1-3 on the putout. And here comes the right fielder, Daniel Amaral, 1-for-3, an RBI single. A stolen base and a run. That was all back in the first inning. So Zach Agnos, if he picks up the save, will now be tied for 9th all-time in single-season saves with 17. As he continues to go up the list, as that is a foul ball, the count at 0-1 from Amaral, just below us. Glad you could join us for Game 3 of 6 Thursday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Here's the pitch, swung and a miss by Amaral, the count at 0-2. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Here comes the 0-2 and a bounding ball. That one will go foul. We'll do it again with the same count. By the way, Stockton just tied the game up with San Jose at 4 in the top of the ninth. And Inland Empire, they have the bases loaded with 2 outs. They've scored a run against Visalia. That's in the 8th. 3-1 in that contest. Our score here, 5-2, Fresno leads Modesto. Here's a pitch to Amaral outside, the count now at 1-2. Daniel Amaral, a lineout and a flyout both to center field tonight. He also has a RBI single, as that's a high chopper to the shortstop, Arroyo. It's going to be a tough play as the third baseman, and Hood jumps in front of Arroyo trying to make a play. But unfortunately, Amaral will beat it out for Modesto. So good for the Grizzlies there, a big hit. That is their ninth hit tonight. One out, runner at first, and Jesus Bugarin, who's 2 for 3, will stride to the plate. So unfortunately for Modesto, great for Fresno. Here comes the pitch to Bugarin. And Bugarin swinging a miss. The count at 0-1. A free swinging center fielder. Takes a big rip. He has 8 homers this year. 55 RBI. And Bugarin, every pitch looks good to him. But when he connects to it, it's a really good swing. It's now the check on Amaral. He's back safely. He was already heading towards second base on that one. Looking for another stolen base. Count 0-1 to Bugarin here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Here's the pitch. There goes Amaral. Fly ball out to center field. Perez coming in, and it will drop. Amaral was already at second base. He just stays there. And now Bugarin 3 for 4 tonight with his third single of the game. And the Grizzlies now at 10 hits. Runners at first and second with one out. And here's Jake Snyder. 1 for 3. A double back in the 4th. He also had a fielder's choice RBI. That was in the 1st inning. As Perez, the center fielder, was playing way back on that ball. And Bugarin will accept it for a single. Here comes the pitch to Snyder. And that's inside. The count at 1-0. Jake Snyder's had a great series. And the way he's reacting, did he get hit by the pitch? And he's trying to let him know that he got hit by a pitch there. And now they're going to confer the umpires, David Sabal and Nate Hall, here in the bottom of the 8th inning. As Snyder will stay at home plate. They said he did not get hit by the pitch. I'd rather see Snyder swing the bat. He has a double and a triple in this series. He has 5 RBI over his past 2 games as well. Last night went 1 for 3 with a walk. Here comes the 1-0 to Snyder, and that is a high chopper. Back to the pitcher, Davis, the only place to first in time. Up to third, Amaral, to second, Bugarin. It goes 1-3 for the second out. And here comes Parker Kelly, 0-3, reached on an error back in the 4th inning. That's the Grizzlies lead 5-2. Here in the bottom of the 8th. The Grizzlies looking to add on some more insurance runs. Davis comes set. Here's the pitch to Kelly outside. The count now at 1-0 on the outside part of the plate. Inland Empire just scored another run, now 3-2. Here comes the 1-0 to Kelly, and that is low. The count at 2 balls and no strikes. A lot of early games in Major League Baseball today. But tonight, it's all about Grizzlies baseball as they lead 5-2. Looking for another win. Here's the pitch, and that is outside, but call it a strike. They count it 2-1. That pitch was a little outside and low, but the home plate umpire giving it the benefit of doubt. As Parker Kelly takes his time. The Grizzlies 16-4 in the second half, 19-5 in their last 24 games, 29-8. In their last 37 contests. Here's the 2-1 to Kelly. Outside, ball 3. 3 balls and a strike. On deck is Gene Perez, who is 2 for 3. A home run and a double. The birthday boy would love for Kelly to get on base and give him another opportunity. 3-1 to Kelly. Here comes the pitch from Davis, and that's a high chopper to third baseman Hood. Hood's throw to first in time, and that ends the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty, but they're 3 outs away from another win. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Nuts 5-2, as Zach Agnos will stay out for a two-inning save opportunity. Colin Davis will lead things off here in the top of the ninth. Davis, 1-for-2, a solo homer. That was back in the fourth. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. First pitch to Davis is inside for a ball. The count at 1-0. The next pitch swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1. Colin Davis, a walk in the first, a solo home run in the fourth. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. Agnos, 6 feet, 210 pounds, 22 years old, from Haymarket, Virginia. Here comes the 1-2, and that is a fly ball, and it will go foul, and we'll do it again at 1-2. So we Davis, Moncada, and Hood here in the top of the ninth. Agnos looking for the save here, as the Grizzlies looking to take two of the first three in this series. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off as Huff cannot catch it. Count remains at 1-2. The Grizzlies have won 34 of the 63 matchups since 2021 against Modesto. They have clinched a playoff berth against Modesto, once at their ballpark and once at Chuck Chansey Park here in the past 2 years. Here comes the 1-2, and that is inside. And did that hit Davis? No, he didn't hit him. They were trying to check his swing. He didn't go. The count at 2-2. Either way, a little bit of upset sides. The fans on hand, not happy with the call. Here comes the 2-2. And it swung on and missed. Agnos has 4 punch outs so far. Every batter besides one is struck out. He also has a hit by pitch, as here's Gabe Moncada, 0-for-3. Zach Agnos trying to finish this game up. Agnos, career high in strikeouts, 5. So one shy of his career high. The Grizzlies trying to hold on, 2 outs away. Here comes the pitch, and that's a chopper foul. And the count at 0-1. Well, tonight's game started at 6:58 p.m. We are now at 9:13 p.m. Pacific time. As the Grizzlies trying to wrap up this contest. Here comes the 0-1, and that is outside. The count of 1-1. Again, first pitch at 6:58 p.m. It was 102 degrees at first pitch. Here comes the 1-1, and that is inside. The count at 2-1. And the reason I bring up the time of the game is because the Grizzlies this year are 18-5 when a game lasts longer than 2 hours and 40 minutes. But on the contrary, The Grizzlies have the second fastest average home time of game, 9 innings in that span, in all of professional baseball at 2 hours and 23 minutes. The Down East Wood Ducks of single-A, the Texas Rangers, they're at 2 hours and 19 minutes. So Grizzlies' second fastest home 9-inning time of game. The Grizzlies have played well when games have gone late. It's a count 2-2 here to Gabe Moncada. The Grizzlies lead by 3 runs. Here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball out to center field. Long run for the shortstop, Perez, and he will make the catch. 2 outs now, and up steps Josh Hood, a solo home run back in the 7th. 1-for-3 in tonight's contest. And the Grizzlies an out away from winning tonight's game, and Agnos looking to be tied for 9th all-time in single-season Grizzly saves. Manny Ibar had 17 saves in 2003. Here comes the pitch from Agnos. Fouled off, it counted 0-1. The Grizzlies looking for a big win to improve to 20-5 in their last 25 games. No balls, 1 strike. Here comes the pitch from Agnos, and that is a ground ball up the middle, and Jorge couldn't get there. And this game continues, a 2-out single for Josh Hood. He's now 2-for-4. As Modesto has 4 hits tonight, 2 solo homers, a single by Bill Knight, and a single by Hood as well. Hood 2-for-4. Now here's Freddy Bautista, who's 0-for-3, 2 flyouts and a strikeout. Bautista all over the California League hitting leaderboard, which includes OPS and doubles. A lot of doubles from this Modesto Nuts team. Here comes the pitch from Agnos, and that is fouled off by Bautista. The count at 0-1. Freddy Bautista, Freuddy. As the way the fans just reacted right there, I think a fan caught a ball. Down at 0-1. Hood leads from first. Here's the pitch. That's outside. And the count now at 1-1 from Zach Agnos, who is a very good two-way player. A middle infielder at East Carolina. Drafted as a pitcher, though. Here comes the 1-1. Fly ball to right field. It goes foul. The count at 1-2. And Agnos, one of the biggest characters on this team, as another fan makes a play. Back-to-back foul balls where a fan catches it. The count now 1-2. There's a celebration we love to see from fans here at Chancy Park. California knows how to catch the foul balls. Here comes the 1-2. And a ground ball to the shortstop, Perez, and it gets past him in the left center field. Up to third goes Hood. Now runners at the corners as a tying run comes to the plate. And Melcar Perez. So Bautista the single, up to third goes Hood. Now 5 hits for Modesto. And now the tying run comes to the plate, and Melcar Perez, who's 0-for-3. As we'll have a mound visit here from Cody Huff. The Grizzlies have won 6 of their last 7 against Modesto. Fresno has won 6 straight series. Dating back to May 29th through June 4th at San Jose, where they lost 4 out of 6 to the Giants. But in 4 of their last 6 series as well, Fresno's won 5 of the 6 games. Grizzlies wearing their red uniforms, so they're 24-11 this season. As we get ready for the post-game show, give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Stockton just took the lead over San Jose in the 10th inning. Now San Jose going to try to tie it in the bottom of the 10th. Visalia leads Inland Empire 3-2 in the 9th inning. Agnos, here comes the pitch to Melcar Perez. That's a ball low. The count at 1-0. Agnos, if he throws 2 innings, would tie a career high in terms of innings. Here's the pitch. That is a called strike. The count at 1-1. That was on July 2nd at Stockton where he threw those 2 innings. Agnos had 5 strikeouts in that game as well. Here comes the 1-1. There goes the runner. Ground ball. And it's past the second baseman, Jorge, into center field. Thrown in by the right fielder, Amaral. That will score a run as Perez, the RBI single. So Perez to first. Batista to third. That scores a run. It's now 5-2-3. 3 hits and a run with 2 outs here in the 9th inning. Yes, here's Justin Levy. 2 outs, first and second, and now Levy is the go-ahead run here in the 9th inning. 0-2 with a hit by pitch. As here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer. Stay tuned for scores around the California League as well as we keep an update on Stockton and San Jose. Visalian Inland Empire, those games still going on. The Grizzlies and the Nuts, two cities that are 96 miles away from one another. Modesto used to be affiliated with the Rockies organization, now with the Mariners. The Grizzlies affiliated with the Colorado Rockies. The Grizzlies looking to get back to the postseason. Here comes the pitch from Agnos as that's outside. The count at 1-0. Agnos not used to going 2 innings as there's action now in both bullpens. 5-3, Fresno leads Modesto as now we're in a 2-run game. Here's the pitch. And in the dirt, check swing. He did not go around. The count at 2-0. Miguel Perez on deck. The bottom of this lineup for Modesto putting something together. 6 hits, 3 of them this inning. The tying run at first base as the Grizzlies playing no doubles right now. The left fielder, Snyder, is so far back, he's almost on the warning track in left field. Here's the 2-0, and that's a called strike. Good fastball from Agnos high in the zone at 87. Actually, might have been an off-speed pitch from Agnos. Count at 2-1. Agnos, fastball, slider, splitter. Here's the 2-1, and that is a called strike. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. It's now 2-2. 93 miles per hour. Agnos looking to end tonight's contest with a big punch out. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball. This is softly hit. The shortstop, Perez. It goes under his glove. Into left field. That scores a run. And the tying run is at third. It goes under the glove of Perez at short. And the inning continues. Batista scores the tying run to third. And Levy is, or in Milcar, Perez's Levy reaches E6. Another run as well. And here comes Steve Solis with 2 outs. Runners at first and third. Miguel Perez, they will go to the bullpen. We'll be back. It is now 5-4. Don't go anywhere. We have a barn burner.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Bad all over the world tour. Of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Still in the top of the ninth, the Grizzlies and out away from winning tonight's game, but Modesto has scored two runs here in the ninth inning. The tying run is at third. The go-ahead run is at first for Modesto. There are two outs in the ninth as Sergio Sanchez takes over for Zach Agnos. Here comes the pitch from the righty Sanchez, and it swung on and missed to Miguel Perez. The count at 0-1, a breaking ball that Perez was way out in front on. The count at 0-1. Perez 0-2 with a hit by pitch. Runners at first and third with two outs. Here's the 0-1. And that is high. The count at 1-1 from Sergio Sanchez. 6 feet, 180 pounds, 22 years old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Sanchez, a 2.75 ERA. Here's the pitch. And a little blooper out to center field. And that ball will be caught by Perez. And the Grizzlies hold on. Andy Perez makes up for the error. He catches the ball out in shallow left center field. And your Grizzlies survive 5-4. Fresno wins. They continue their hot streak, 20-5 in their last 25 games. And the Grizzlies have taken 2 out of 3 from Modesto so far. We will be back with the postgame right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chancey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. Of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanceyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the postgame show, a wrap-up of tonight's contest as your Fresno Grizzlies survive the Modesto Nuts 5-4. Your Grizzlies improve to 53-34 overall, 17-4 in the second half, still the best record in minor league baseball in the second half. While Modesto falls to 42-45, they are 8-13 in the second half. Fresno, 5 runs on 10 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. Modesto, despite the tying run at third, 4 runs on 6 hits and 4 errors. They left 5 on base. A big left on base in the ninth inning for Modesto. The winning pitcher was Connor Stain. He's now 6-4. The loss of Darren Bowen, he is now 1-2. The save to Sergio Sanchez, his second. Time of the game, 2 hours and 27 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 2,695. Let's go through tonight's scoring plays. Let's start in the first inning where the Grizzlies scored 4 runs on 4 hits and a pair of Modesto errors. Andy Perez, the RBI single, scored Dion Jorge. He reached second on a fielding error by the catcher Freddy Bautista. Then Skyler Messenger, an RBI double, scored Perez. Messenger came around to score on the RBI single from Daniel Amaral. And then a force out, Jake Snyder scores Amaral for the fourth run. But Modesto did not go away quietly. A pair of solo shots. A solo homer for Colin Davis is 10th of the year in the fourth. And then Josh Hood is 7th homer of the year in the seventh. It was 4-2 at that point. And then in the bottom of the seventh, the birthday boy, Gene Perez, his third homer of the season, a solo homer to left. It was 5-2 Fresno, but in the ninth, the Modesto Nuts with 2 outs, 3 straight singles and an error scored 2 runs, but they left the tying run at third base to end the game. A single by Milcar Perez, a fielding error by the shortstop, Andy Perez scored Freddy Bautista. 5-4, Fresno holds on tonight. Let's go to the box score now. And the Grizzlies had 2 hits from Daniel Amaral, 2 hits from Gene Perez, 3 from Jesus Bougarin. But the birthday boy, Gene Perez, 21 years old, a home run, a double as well among his 2 hits. Daniel Amaral also had an RBI and a run. RBI for Perez as he extends his hit streak to 9 games. Skyler Messenger, an RBI double as well for Fresno. They had 3 doubles and a home run. On the other side, a pair of solo shots for Colin Davis and Josh Hood. 2 of their 4 runs, 2 of their 6 hits. 2 hits for Hood. He also had 2 runs as well. Continues to hit the ball well in this series. He has 7 hits over his 3 games. For pitching, let's start with Modesto. Darren Bowen, 2 innings of work, allowed 4 runs on 5 hits, a walk in 2 Ks. Had a great second inning, but a rough first inning for him. And then after that, the bullpen was really good. Riley Davis, 5 innings of 1-run ball in relief. John Creel had a 1-2-3 inning of relief as well for Modesto. On the other side for Fresno, Connor Stain, 5 innings of 1-run ball, allowed 2 hits and a walk. He struck out 4. Javier Ramos picked up his first hold of the season after a 1-2-3 inning. Austin Becker gave up a solo shot, but he had a hold as well, his first in a Grizzlies uniform. Zach Agnos got a hold as well, an inning and 2/3, could not finish the game as well. He had 1 earned run among his 2 runs allowed in an inning and 2/3. Sergio Sanchez, a second save, a big pop-up to end the game. So the Grizzlies, they hold on and win 5-4, 2 hours and 27 minutes, 2,695 people here. The Grizzlies 20-5 in their last 25 games. Quick wrap-up of the other scores as well. San Jose, they lose to Stockton in 10 innings, 5-4, comeback win for the Ports. Visalia knocks off Inland Empire to end their winning streak, 3-2. The Rawhide defeat the 66ers. And the blowout tonight, Lake Elsinore defeats Rancho Cucamonga 18-0. Rancho Cucamonga, big surprise right there as the Storm were all over it. They had 5 home runs in the contest, 2 by Kai Murphy and 2 from Samuel Zavala. So that'll wrap it up for tonight. That brings us to tomorrow for Friday Night Baseball, Game 4 of 6 between Modesto and Fresno. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Modesto goes to the right-hander Shaden Peavyhouse, a 5-4 record, a 5.36 ERA. The former Tar Heel gets the nod. On the other side, the Grizzlies go to left-hander Caleb Franzen, a 2-2 record, a 4.50 ERA. The University of Portland product looks to give the Grizzlies their 3rd win of the first 4 games of this series. So a great matchup tomorrow. It'll be 80s night tomorrow. We celebrated 90s night tonight as the Grizzlies beat the Nuts 5-4. A big thank you to Virch for putting on tonight's broadcast, as well as a thank you to Chukchansky Gold Resort and Casino, Chicken Shack, Yellow Dog Science and Graphics, Manco Abbott, Lou Provence Apartment Homes, Express Furniture Rental, and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, all proud sponsors of your Fresno Grizzlies here on July 20th. That will do it tonight. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN Radio. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Thursday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.